Be not many of you teachers, my brethren, knowing that we shall receive heavier judgment. For in many things we all stumble. If any stumbleth not in word, the same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. Now if we put the horse's bridle into their mouths, that they may obey us, we turn about their whole body also. Behold, the ships also, though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, are yet turned about by a very small rudder, whether the impulse of the steersman willeth. So the tongue also is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how much wood is kindled by how small a fire. And the tongue is a fire. The world of iniquity among our members is the tongue, which defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the wheel of nature, and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and birds of creeping things and things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed by mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is a restless evil. It is full of deadly poison. James 3:1-8. In our broadcast yesterday, we learned that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:21. We readily understand the process of planting and reaping. Once something is said, those words will bear some type of fruit. It may be sweet, it may be bitter, but fruit it will bear. How many times have you said something and no sooner is it said than you wish you could take it back? Today, you may be in a working environment where anything from off-color to vulgar language may be the norm. You do not want to be perceived as the Bible-thumping, self-righteous oddball, so you recall from a life of which you are now ashamed, some off-color joke to share with your fellows, and no sooner does it leave your lips than the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "What fruit then had ye at that time in the things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death," comes crashing down upon your conscience. Rather than having such arise, we want to follow the directions of Peter, who said, "If a man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle James, who said, "Does the fountain send forth from the same opening sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, yield olives, or a vine figs? Neither can salt water yield sweet."